Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you right now from Redmond, Washington. Just wanted you to know that anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section after the show. And if you are not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, speaking of Annie, she's not got on yet. We've got a big Mercury retrograde going on here with the Cosmic Contact Show this evening. My special guest, Debbie Barmondi, is not going to be on. She is so good and so amazing. I wish that she would have been able to make it. She got caught in some traffic. She's been traveling, and she just got caught in traffic and has will not even be home till after the show is over with. So, hi, Annie.
Hey, honey.
Hello.
Can you pull me
hey,
on?
Hey, honey.
Hey,
I've got you on.
Okay, well, our light went off from the rain, so I'm
having to
reset my, my router again, so I'll be on here in a second, and I can screen calls.
Well,
do
there
we
aren't
have,
any calls
have
right
calls?
Now, so you're okay. No. We're okay.
Good. Okay.
Whew. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just relax. Take a deep breath. I'll let you know if we have any callers that need to be looked at. But I do want to go ahead and just talk about the RBR Network and get that behind us. And
yes.
Annie, we can talk about what we've done for this weekend. I know you've been having a good time, and me too. And we can talk about some of the things that we're into and you can share some of your Lemu business that you're doing now and tell us about the latest and greatest there. But before we start that, I want to tell everyone about our weekly shows. The Cosmic Contact Show is our show, and that starts at 6:30 Central Standard Time. And they're all Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m., and the Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program comes on live at 8:30 p.m. All these are live shows. Most of them, anyway, are. Sometimes we do have a few rebroadcasts. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30, and that's check that out. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1 p.m. And the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music, and that's 3 p.m. Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. That's from Boston. And anyway, that's our lineup for the week, and we always have great people that we interview on these shows and get on, and you never know who you're going to get to talk to and what the interesting topic is going to be at this time. So anyway, Annie, how are you doing?
I am doing great. If I can
okay.
get this
Do you
computer
have your electricity?
Work.
Is it back? Is your electricity on
yes,
now?
Yes, it's back on. Mom said everything went off, so I just went ahead and unplugged the router right away because once I started having problems, I was like, oh, I'm not going to do like I did last time. Have four things going and none of them working. But
well, Well, good. Well, I
should have it up here shortly.
Yeah, well, you sound good, and everything is great here. I know that because of Mercury being retrograde, and just not Mercury, but like four different planets, but I do know that Jupiter has gone direct, and that is, am I hearing your puppy barking? I think I am.
Yes, in the background.
Has gone direct, and because of that, it makes things better. I think Mercury finally goes direct after the 22nd. Anyway, I know it has had an effect. I'm going to blame it on the stars anyway, or the planets, that these things can happen. But I've had a great weekend, and I am working now with a wonderful group of Northwest Psychics. And they have what's called the Northwest Psychic Fair that is on the Saturdays of the month. And I've been invited to work with three of them, possibly four. And they do love me, as I do them. They're just the neatest group of people and so intuitive and so smart. I've had several people on my show, and they are really busy readers out here and intuitives. Plus other things that they offer. So anyway, that pretty much is what I've been doing lately. I also recently did, this last week I did two body codes seminars about health, wealth, and happiness solution, which is experiencing the body code. The body code detects and identifies specific physical issues and emotional barriers like heart walls, and resets the energies to promote healing of the heart, mind, and body. You know, to reach the subconscious mind, which is connected to the body, and it knows everything, and the reason and that we want to connect with our subconscious is so that we can tune in and learn what, you know, the body wants to share with us. Through this wonderful process, we have got a way that you can do that now by using kinesiology, muscle testing. And all I have to do is tune into that person. I don't even have to be with them, and I can muscle test and see if they've got a weakness or an imbalance or something that needs to be looked at. Sometimes I'm just going to reaffirm for them what they already know, or, you know, just want to, that what's going on. And many times I can correct these imbalances just by releasing and removing trapped emotions. Or I can also do it by, sometimes we need nutritional. The body code will tell me if you need something nutritional, if you need certain foods to eat. It's just so amazing, even if it's just a different kind of fruit or something. I always wonder about that. I think the last time I got on and it was telling me that I needed to eat nectarines, and I thought, oh, my God, I love nectarines. So I guess my body needs it and was craving it at the time. So it can be just very simple things. But the body code is the most wonderful thing that I have done in forever. I've learned it all comes about from the skill that I learned years ago, which was muscle testing, because when you muscle test, you learn the muscle test, that is the one way that you can contact the subconscious mind. So by checking all these points on the body and the checking, going over your system through this process that I do on my computer, then I can not only just check you out for body stuff regarding relationships, find out what's blocking you from having that great relationship that you'd like to have. Also, I can find out what is regarding your money, why you're not making the money you'd like to make. Your body has trapped emotions and blocks that are put up throughout your life, the traumatic events, and all these affect every area of life. And that's why it's so fun to get in there and, you know, get kind of specific on what you'd like to know, and then I can just pull it on my iPad and figure out, you know, what's keeping you from having your dreams come true. But anyway, that's enough of me. So, Annie, tell me what you did this weekend. Let's talk a little bit. We never get to do this.
So I am home. I am on now, finally. Well, I just celebrated my 31st wedding anniversary, and Jeff and I decided we would take a little getaway trip, which is way overdue. So we went to Loretta Lynn's Dude Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. And have you ever been there, Pam?
No, but I have passed by it going down the road many times.
Right. And we also, for, you know, the last 35 years, traveling back and forth to Nashville, because that's where all our family is, or are. And so, and I've always said, we need to go in there sometime. And I had many friends that have been there and said that it was awesome. So it was. It was like, because we went like Thursday, and we drove up Wednesday night. So we was there Thursday, Friday, and came back Saturday. So it was really quiet. I mean, we stayed in a little cozy cabin there on the at the RV park, and where also all the tour and stuff is there on the same land. And so we had a little balcony we could sit out and just, I mean, in living in Memphis, you know, I live down the street from the fire department. So you're hearing the fire engines all the time. You're hearing the dumpsters, the trucks dump the dumpster. So out there, we were hearing crickets, frogs, owls. You know, it was awesome. I told Jeff I could lay on that patio for months, I think, and just vegetate. It was so very relaxing, beautiful. The weather was probably in the 60s. Or whatever. So it was the high 60s and 70s. So it was just perfect and beautiful. So we had a couple of really good relaxing days, and now I'm regrouping and getting ready to have a Limu party on Sunday. The health and wellness product that I promote, and I just encourage anyone that's listening to Google Limu, L-I-M-U, and see the good information it has to say about Limu. And if you're interested, give me a call. But anyway, so that's what we did, honey. And bounced back to the grindstone on Sunday. My son is getting married in a few months. So did a wedding shower on Sunday, which was fabulous. He got lots and lots of stuff. So.
Well, how exciting. I got a wedding invitation from my granddaughter today, too, for her and
Which
Austin.
One? Ashley? Yay, congratulations.
They're getting married in September, which is exciting, up in Asheville, North Carolina. Yes. So I'm going to get to head up to the mountains for that.
Yes, that's going to be great. That's where Alex is going to honeymoon. So, hot spot.
Look at that. It is a hot spot. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit while I've got you online about Limu. And what is your favorite? I know it's a health product that you share with people, but what is your favorite? I mean, is it a weight loss thing, too, that you can do, or have you lost weight on it?
The products that we have, and we've just introduced a new one, but the main product that we've always had is the juice, and the juice has a super nutrient called fucoidin, and that's F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N, and the fucoidin is just loaded. It's like an anti-inflammatory, so it's loaded with lots of nutrients and stuff. So every morning and every evening I drink 2 ounces of the Limu juice, and then we have an energy drink, which we all call our happy juice, which I love a lot. And, but it's an energy drink, but it's all the sugar. It has like 7 grams of sugar, and it's all, natural sugar. So it's from papaya juice, mango, apple, and pear. And then the, caffeine is from guarana root. So it's a healthy energy drink and loaded with lots of vitamin B. And, So I usually try to drink one of those on my way to work every day so that I can get focused and centered, and it does really help me with that. And then also we have the Limu Lean, which is a meal replacement, or in my case, I do it to lose weight, and my husband does it to gain weight. So he adds it into his meals, and I just supplement it for a meal. And what I have done, I do drink a shake once I get to work in the morning. And what I have lost some weight, and I believe it's just because I've jumpstart my metabolism now in the mornings, because I have went years without eating breakfast and sometimes without eating till 2 or 3 in the afternoon before you even have a snack or something, because you get to work and it just flies by, time does, because it's so busy. So anyway, so I'll drink a shake, sometimes 2 a day, and then just have a reasonable meal at night. And now we have the newest thing, which a lot of people are loving. Matter of fact, we sold out of it. I think they said when they introduced the product to us, which was in Memphis in February at the Limu Live, I think they said they had like 6 month supply already made up when they handed it out. And everybody bought, loved the product so much, it sold out in like 2 months. And so it actually went on back order well, they didn't even allow us to order it because it was so far, you know, so many people wanted it and they didn't have it. So now they set back for a couple of months and produced the product. So now we have it abundantly, so they say. But it is a healthy snack, and what Limu calls it, or what our network marketing group calls it, is healthy eating, clean eating. And so the snack just it replaces your snack, but it also has like 7 grams of fiber in it, so it's a really good cleanser. And and a lot of the younger people that I've shared it with have really loved this. And I actually shared it with my daughter-in-law to be, because she was doing her clinicals for nursing. And she said, you know, we eat. She does a 12-hour shift. So she goes in at 7:30. They ate at 11:30. And then from then on, they couldn't eat again. So she would go like 8 hours with nothing to eat. And so I was like, well, can you drink something? She said, yes, ma'am. And I said, well, I'm going to give you something to try. So I gave her the Burn, and she loved it. She, for one, she was still getting all the vitamins, so she had the energy and stuff. And in each one of our products, the Fucodian, the super nutrient, is in each product. So she was getting the super nutrients, she was getting the vitamins, and it was curbing her appetite. She wasn't hungry. So that's what a lot of people have been saying about the Burn. It's really a lot of people's favorite product. And so anyway, so thank you for me sharing about that. But it's an awesome product. I've been doing it since July of last year. I've been taking all the products and using the products, and I feel amazing.
Well, how much weight have you lost since you've been doing this?
I think I may have lost around 30 pounds altogether.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
But what I feel like I'm doing more than anything, it's kind of more of it's kind of like your microwave. It's an inside-out thing. So I also feel like I'm toning. I can even see it in my husband, and a lot of people have even commented about it because he's so small, you can see it on him a lot faster. But just the toning, how his skin is changing, and I mean, it's a good thing. And like I said, I feel great. I'm working on, I made a commitment this morning that I was going to try to be really conscientious about taking the product all the time. Like, because at work I'll get so busy and hours will go by and then I'll go like, oh my gosh, I didn't drink my drink, or I didn't do this. So I'm consciously making a great effort starting today. So we'll see how it works in the next little period, and I'll give you another update later on how it's going.
Well, good. So, I know you're doing good. And
I see we have a caller.
I know you're having fun with the product. Yeah, we have, again, Debbie Lamondi is not going to be on the show tonight. She's got stuck in traffic going back. She was up here in Redmond visiting with her grandchild over the weekend, and we set it up for her to be on the show Monday, but it ended up that she got caught in traffic, and so she won't be home till 5:30. So Annie and I just decided that we would talk for a while, and you can go ahead and screen that person, Annie, and see if what their question is. If they wanted to ask Debbie something, they'll have to wait till she comes back, or they can talk to me or you about anything.
Okay. All right. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Okay. Well, I want everyone to know that I've had a great serendipity day. I've been looking for a purse. In fact, I found one, and it was okay, but it really wasn't what I wanted. And that's how things happen. So today I was in the store, and I'm looking around, and I find this cute little purse, and it was like $48. So I'm going, oh, my gosh, that's more than I want to pay. But I asked them that, but they had just put everything on sale that day. So I ended up, had a credit card that I forgot I had with some cash on. So I got this great $48 purse for $16.82. Now, is that a find or what?
Yes, that's a find.
Thank you.
That's a keeper.
Really. That's a keeper. Yes, it is. Right. But, yeah, it was, and I love things like that, you know, because I really do know that working with the subconscious part of me, when I want something and I put it out there, and I have been putting it out there for the perfect purse to come, you know, and this one is, it's that I found. I'm like, and at first I thought, well, I can't get it because I already got the other one, but it worked out that I could. So I love it when things like that happen. Annie, tell me about your latest serendipity day or serendipity thing. Or something that's synchronicity, something that just you wanted to just happen, just falls in your lap. Tell me what you did when you were up there. What was at on your honeymoon?
We just rested. I'm my mom's caregiver, and I have been since October of 2014. So it's very exhausting, and we just get to points. I mean, because my son was getting married, I really wasn't even going to go venture out and celebrate our anniversary. But you just get to a point, you just got to have a break. And so that's where we were. And so it's just so beautiful. I mean, they have horseback riding. They have tours, all kind of tours. Everybody was so nice. You definitely feel safe. I mean, the thing I guess I liked about it is I could go and I could relax. Of course, we did lock the doors and we did lock our car, but I think up there you probably wouldn't have to. You know, it's just a habit you have to have when you live in Memphis. So to get away from the hustle and bustle and just go out and get grounded was incredible. And that's, I mean, one night we grilled out and just made a little fire pit and roasted marshmallows together. And that was fun. And actually, we even had a coat on that night. We had to wear sweatshirts. It was cool in the evening time. I think it was in the 50s, the low 50s. So we just did that. And something that was interesting, kind of serendipity, as you would say, we went to this little general store, and I bought, like, some chicken salad. They had some homemade, you know, and up there, all those country ladies, they can cook for sure. And she put it in this little styrofoam cup, and we took it back to the cabin. So when we got it out to snack on it later on that evening, we was watching the basketball game, and we noticed on there it said Germantown Commissary. And I was like, I know. How weird is that? And we're like, Germantown Commissary? I said, well, maybe they own this little store or something. Maybe they own the general store, because Germantown Commissary is here in Memphis where we are, in Germantown, Tennessee. And so anyway, we went back in the store the next day because, you know, Jeff had to know the skinny on why it said Germantown Commissary. And of course the lady has no clue. She said, I don't know, that's just what they gave us to serve the food in. But you know, it was really kind of cool to have that connection back home.
Right. Yeah.
Because that is
a
really known place in Memphis, here
in
the middle of no man's land, you know? And so what we, only thing we could figure is maybe they just had an overstock of styrofoam, or maybe they did some kind of fundraiser to where the commissary sponsored it. I mean, it was just really, it was like one of those, you know, kind of things.
I know. I know, and that's how I felt today when this happened, too. You know, actually, I said I found the purse today. I found it yesterday, and I looked at that price, and I said, oh, I can't afford $48 for a new purse right now, you know, and I just bought me one. And so, but today I was thinking about it again, and I thought, oh, yeah, I have got $10 off. I found it that I got from DSW, so I had that with me, and I said, and I've got this credit card that I'd forgotten that I've gotten for my birthday from Wayne. Anyway, when I went in, and I took it up there, and she said, oh, they just put these purses on sale, and it was like half off, and then another $10 off, and then, you know. So I really feel like I got it for free.
Well, you did. Especially if you had a gift card, too.
I know.
That's awesome.
I know. It was great. That is fun. You know, it is the little things in life, honey, that make us happy. I mean, life is so short, and it just seems to be getting shorter. It's not so short. It just goes by faster than ever.
Right.
And, you know, we just got to really take advantage of every moment that we can and see the magic in every moment that we have and in every day, instead of seeing the negative things, and like watching scary TV or watching the presidential candidates, you know, whatever, all that crazy stuff. We really need to stay focused on things that make us laugh and feel good about ourselves and be happy. And, you know, we're here to take care, and we're here to serve and help each other, and, you know, to make it a better life for everyone that we come in contact with. And, you know, the other day I was thinking about how I love it when someone does make a comment to me about something. Oh, I like the fingernail polish, or, you know, something like that. And I've finally gotten better at just, instead of saying, oh, it's nothing, but say, well, thank you, because I don't want to discount what people say something nice to me, and I want to think about that. And so many times people don't hear anything nice said to them throughout their day, and you don't know. You might just make a comment, you know, I like that jacket you got on, or cute shoes, or great makeup, love your hairstyle, you got a new haircut, you know. These things people listen to, and they need to hear these things, because it's a warm fuzzy. And it's like someone is noticing us, and that, you know, that we know it, but it's fun when someone else brings it up for us, too. So don't you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I do. That made me think about this little man today in our office, because it's still under construction in our new office. And so he's coming around. He's wiping my office door. I'm like, what are you doing? And he said, you can't see this? And I was like, see what, you know? And, I mean, the door looks brand new. It's shining like they put pledge or oil on it or something. But there, if you looked at, stood at one exact distance at one little angle, you know, I had to get down to where he was so I could see it. You could see this one little spot that wasn't shining. And I was like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? They're making you do this? And he said, yeah. He said, they want it done right. But, and I'm thinking to myself, now this guy, no telling what he gets paid an hour, is going around taking a dust rag, wiping my door off. I mean, I couldn't even imagine it. And this building is millions of dollars. I mean, they've sunk tons of money in this building. And so I understand them wanting it to be pristine and perfect and all this, but people like me have no clue. But after all that, he said, well, why do you have your shoes off? I mean, because our air conditioning works so good, we like freeze to death. I said, because I'm putting my feet on the carpet. It's warmer that way, because I had on sandals. And he said, well, you have the prettiest little feet and little ankles. And I was just like, who is this guy? But I didn't look at it like you just said. I should have said thank you and moved on, you know. But I did later. I was like, well, thank you. But I was just like, oh, my gosh, what is this guy doing? But
you know, Annie, it's because we don't think that we can accept a compliment. But that's as
right.
shows it me and you too how much we love ourselves, because I can discount easily someone saying something nice to me. Oh, you know, you don't really, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But I realize the importance of just allowing yourself to take the compliment and just sit on it. You know, wow, that was nice, you know. I needed to hear that. And you deserve to hear it, too. And it's like when people pay you compliments, I don't think they're trying to have an ulterior motive or anything. I just think they want to put something out there that's nice, you know, that we all need to hear. So anyway, folks, I want you all to be listening about this and accept any kind of compliment coming in and know that it's the warm fuzzy that people are sending your way, and you can just send it right back out, pay it forward, I guess is what I would say.
Yes. And I do think that that is the way that we are taught and raised, and so that's why we discount ourselves as well. So, yes, I think from this day forward that we all need to work on that as well and be open for the compliments, be open to receive.
Well, that's true. And as far as being raised like that, yes, we were raised to to like ourselves.
To feel good about
we
ourselves.
Always to put someone else above us or before us. You know, we were to stay little children and in the background, you know. And that is, you know, unless you came from very loving, very caring parents who were continually working with you and to raise, you know, your self-confidence and your self-esteem, that I don't think that we got a lot of that. Most of us didn't growing up.
Right. And if you did, you're truly blessed.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
That's
right.
You
well, I want to check with this listener a second and see if they have anything to say. Okay?
Okay.
I told her I'd check
that. All right. Well, gang, it's gray up here, and it has been that way for 3 days now. We had a few days of beautiful sunny weather. You know, I was feeling like I was back in Memphis a little bit. But up here in Redmond, Washington, the cool weather and the rain came back again. Cool enough to be down in the 40s at night. But it's okay. I just put my layers of clothes back on. So are they still listening?
Yes. Still listening, yes.
Well, you know, I tell you what, unless you've got something fantastic else that you want to share, I think we can just close the show for this evening, and we'll have another great show next Monday. I will make sure we have an awesome guest that lined up to do some wonderful readings for everybody, since that's what our show really is about, is to helping people and bringing great intuitives and psychics and mediums and into the show. So we will get that set up right away, and be sure and tune in again every Monday at 4:30, that's Pacific Standard Time, and 6:30, Central Standard Time. Excuse me.
And we'll get Debbie back on the show soon.
Yeah,
okay.
In a couple of weeks she can come back. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone.
Okay.
I'm sorry the show didn't turn out quite like we thought it did, but I think it was a great one anyway. And Annie and I got to have a great time to catch up on the good things that's going on in our lives, and we will talk to you soon. Have a good evening.
Okay. Love you. Have a great week.
Started when I was on the way.